In April of this year, ICE agents showed up to Milwaukee's county courthouse to arrest a man. He was at the court for a hearing in front of Judge Hannah Dugan. Dugan was later accused of helping the man evade ICE and was arrested by the FBI. Her trial for federal obstruction charges was set to start this week, but has been delayed. So what should we know about her case and the precedent it could set? WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez talked with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich as part of our check-in series following updates related to immigration.
Yeah, so this is a case that came down after she was charged. She was arrested and charged by federal authorities. The criminal complaint and indictment alleges that she helped Edward Flores Ruiz, who's an undocumented gentleman who's charged in her court, in Milwaukee County Court, with eluding ICE or federal immigration officers who are in the Milwaukee County courthouse to arrest him. She's charged with two counts. One is obstructing justice or obstructing a federal agency, and then also helping to hide an individual. So two counts against her that are in federal court in Milwaukee.
Okay. And from my understanding, this week was when she was supposed to have her trial. What happened there? Why the delay? Where are we at now?
Yeah, so that date was originally set under the Speedy Trial Act under federal law. It says so many days will pass, and then a defendant's right has a right to a trial. What's interesting in federal court is that this is a very fast timeline. Like, this happened, you know, in April and then going to trial already in July. And that's not usually the way federal prosecutors and federal law enforcement works. More often, they have a long time to plan out a case. There might be wiretaps, you know, and so forth. It was very clear early on that Judge Adelman, who is going to be the trial judge, was signaling to both sides that, hey, there's going to be a lot of back and forth, and we're probably not going to be able to hit that jury date or the trial date, which was in July 21st of this year. And so what's happened now is as happens in federal courts, there's filings and responses, and that's where we're at right now. And it was pretty clear a couple weeks ago that this was going to not go for that date. And now we're looking at probably a couple months out, maybe later this year, but it's really not clear yet.
You know, I guess what it gets me thinking about is that there's an obstruction charge against a judge, a sitting judge. What does this highlight about the changing immigration landscape under a Trump administration? What can we glean there?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, so depending on which side, because people are divided. It's more of a straw poll. It's not highly scientific, but we did something off our website. It was surprising the division of readers that see this case very differently, that some people are like, this is clearly an overreach by the Trump administration trying to intimidate. This part of a war against judges, and this is an intimidation effort. And other people are seeing this, you know, as, hey, this judge has a lot of power. Like, judges have a lot of power to do things in their courtroom. And this is really the heart of the case. Like, was she stepping outside of what she did or what she's allowed to do? And when you look at the administration and some of the comments that were made afterward, it was clear that this was going to be handled in a big and public way. Just the fact that she was arrested by FBI.
Right. And they tweeted about it, and it was kind of, I don't know, social media front page.
That's right. So, you know, if you look at the briefings in this case, you can say, wow, there really is like a pretty different view legally of what happened here. Mm-hmm. Fine. But when you see how it went down, it does appear that there was maximum publicity, you know, sort of intention behind, as you said, the tweeting and so forth. And, you know, critics of the Trump administration said that was not accidental. That was to send a message to other judges, do not get in the way of our immigration efforts. And so this case is really a big historic marker in our country in terms of where the federal government has come in, charged a sitting judge mm-hmm. with something that is not taking bribes, that is not murder, that is not something like that. This has a lot of significance. I mean, this could potentially end up at the Supreme Court. That is certainly within the realm of reason. So I think it's important for people to understand that there's something really significant here going on, and there may be a precedent set that could reach across the country coming right out of Milwaukee.
That was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigative reporter John Dietrich. He spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez for our check-in series following updates in immigration enforcement.